Live from Old Trafford to find out whether Castleford Tigers or the Leeds Rhinos are going to be champions of Super League in 2017. And who better to join us on the line this morning than Steve Gill, Chief Exec down at the Castleford Tigers. Steve, I bet you haven't slept for a week, my friend.
Oh, no, no, I'm pretty relaxed. Good morning anyway, Mark. No, I'm pretty cool about it, mate. I'm just letting game come to me and, you know, it's an occasion that's... waited a long time for, so I'm determined to enjoy it.
Yeah, I bet you are. I know all the hard work that's gone in behind the scenes to get this club where it is now. How proud were you, or how relieved were you, last Thursday night when you actually got to the grand final, the first one in the Super League era for the Tigers?
What a game, eh? You know, I mean, I was speaking to Barry McDermott at Man of Steel, and he said it was probably the most viewed game that we've ever had on Sky, and it wasn't the greatest games that they've ever had on Sky, and I think that's great coming into the new, you know, moving into the new Sky deal, that we can produce that type of game, and you know, I'm just looking forward to Saturday now. I've got a few things. We've had a great night at Man of Steel. I'm going to see Neil Diamond tonight, and hopefully he can sing Sweet Caroline as good as the Welding Road.
Yeah.
And then obviously I'm going down to Manchester with my wife, and the family's going down, and it'd be great to see some friends down there, and I'll just be so proud to see all them Cas fans in our famous colours adorning the Stretford End.
Yeah, it's going to be a belter, isn't it? Let's have a look at it. I mean, last Thursday night there were people talking about rugby league on Twitter that don't watch rugby league. That's the pulling power that the Tigers seem to have at the minute. You must be, you keep using this word pride, Steve, but the way that the team's played, and that's been reflected, hasn't it, the Man of Steel. You won the Club of the Year, you got the Coach of the Year, and obviously Luke Gale got the Man of Steel.
Yeah, I think how you look at pride is a different thing. I think pride is something that you're always showing and saying, look, that's mine, that's ours. I think as a person, I feel more humble and blessed, really, that what we've achieved and where we are is well meant to be through hard work. So I kind of look at it two different ways. I'm just over mum for everybody who stood by us over the years. And that game for the RFL and for Super League just epitomises where we are as you know, as a sport as well, and it needed a shot in hand that it had, because there have been some pretty dour games over the last few weeks, because for us it was pretty difficult, because we had three games that didn't really mean much to us apart from competing, and then, you know, against teams that really had something to play for. So I thought Darryl managed it absolutely perfectly to make sure we got the best squad possible. But all credit to Saints in that game, you know, that was Saints of old and how we played, and we had to be as best to sneak over the line at end.
What? Just tell us about Darryl Powell, obviously Coach of the Year this year. We're lucky enough to speak to him on a weekly basis, but what does he bring to the Castleford Tigers? What has he done that's turned the club around? Because when he came in, rugby-wise, you were struggling a little bit, weren't you?
Without doubt. I mean, that goes out without question, you know. I mean, you know, no disrespect to the previous coach, but, you know, he were having a difficult time. And that was to some part where the club were financially, what players we could afford to bring in, you know. You can't bring top quality players in, and I always say you can't bring Harrod-type players in and pay them Aldi wages. You know, you've got to be really select, and Darryl did that. He got the best out of the players that he brought in. And I think one of his shrewdest signings, he'll admit to that, was Liam Finn at time, who went on to do a great job at Wakefield as well. You know, he kind of went under the radar. What sort of guy is that? Well, we sat down, we had a chat yesterday, and he had a night with, he had a video thing with Brian McDermott the other day, and he was telling a tale, he had us all in stitches, and apparently it's for Sky TV, and there's a TV camera that goes all the way around him, and they're both facing each other, and Brian McDermott just looked at him and he says, you've got beautiful eyes, Darryl, because they had to compliment each other or say something. And Darryl didn't know what to look, and he's going, he says, I can see what Johnny sees in you. And he says, say something complimentary about me. And Darryl just turned around and says, he says, Hawaiian's your shirt? He says, no, that's not complimentary. And it's how he did it and how he puts things over. So there's a real comical side to him. And then there's a grumpy side to him as well, when you can tell when he's under a bit of pressure, or he's got a lot of thoughts on his mind, and that, you know, it can be that. But that's the idea of a superb coach, that he can switch on and switch back on when he needs to be. And he's a great man manager, and he's great for our club. He's a very, very organised guy. He knows what he wants. He knows the player, type of player he wants, and he's been great for Castleford Tigers.
He has indeed. I guess you've been inundated with ticket requests. There's none left, are they, Steve? They've all gone, haven't they? There might have been a couple of hundred left, the RFL was saying yesterday.
Yeah, I cannot believe Mr. Boy, old boy, and that's a bit harsh, Mr. Schofield, hasn't been on for his usual request. Can I have a ticket for Sunday or can I have a ticket for Saturday?
Yeah, well, it's normally two tickets he's after, not just the one.
Listen, he's the biggest cadger in rugby league, he must be. You know, if it's not, can he get me a shirt for this charity? Can he do me? Can he get me this? I don't know. When he rings, my phone checks. I don't know what's up with it.
Yeah, just block him, Steve. That's what we've done. We just block him now. If he needs us, he'll come and find us. But seriously, I mean, obviously players will want tickets. This is a huge moment. You know, for some people, this is as good as it gets. And, you know, it is a huge occasion, isn't it?
It is. It's, I mean, it's almost a sellout. I think we've about 90 tickets left. RFL have been selling 2,000 a day. They're now already going out and saying, look, this game's going to be a sellout. And to be fair, for an All Yorkshire final with probably grounds within about 12 miles of each other, that's a phenomenal effort to sell this game out. So the importance of it and the magnitude of this game is not to be missed, really.
And what is it? Obviously, you're relaxing tonight, Neil Diamond tonight, and then what will it be then? Is it just keep as calm as you can ahead of Saturday?
Yeah, as I always do, with Bruce Springsteen most at nights, I listen to that. I go into the conservatory and play Bruce when I'm listening to a lot of lately is Paradise. It's a really relaxing song, and I kind of just chill out that, and it'll be same win or lose on Saturday. I'll retire to the conservatory when we get home, and some Yorkshire tea, obviously. And
good man.
I shall be sat down and I shall listen to Bruce Springsteen for an hour and just absorb it all and take it all in. And I just hope, you know, we come out the other end and we win the grand final for all the fabulous fans that we've got down at Castleford.
Yeah, so
mostly for the Fulton family, for me, because I know what they went through and what they did to keep this club alive.
Yeah, exactly. And that hard work now is being paid back, isn't it, with what's happening on the field. Steve, I know you're a busy man. We'll let you go. But we can only wish you all the best and thank you for your time. And hopefully we might be speaking again maybe Sunday, Monday, and reflecting on what's been probably one of the biggest weekends in the club's history.
Oh, any time, Matt, you know that. Thank you for your best wishes. I really appreciate it.